Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm going to get a little philosophical here because I'm a parent, I'm a mom, I'm a U.S. citizen, I'm a business owner, I'm a physician, I'm a broadcaster, and I, you know, consume a bunch of different roles or assume a bunch of different roles, but I see of growing trend across multiple industries. And I see a trend in our youth. I see a trend in our Gen X's and our baby boomers. And I just see this trend that's going the wrong way. And when people complain about this world going crazy and, you know, this world going wrong and people not embracing religion and people, you know, not listening to law enforcement when they say freeze and, you know, teachers being disrespected and students not doing their homework and, you know, people not, I don't know, sticking with the marriage and choosing divorce or to not get married, I think I see a pattern. And somehow over the last 20, 30, maybe 40, 50 years, we started to all lose respect. Just respect, whether it was respect of our parents, respect for law enforcement, respect for our teachers, respect for our political figures. And I think last year started to really culminate where nobody wanted to believe anything anymore. I saw such disrespect for our president, just like I've seen disrespect for other presidents. And it shocked me during the Obama years, but it really shocked me during the Trump years. Because when I grew up, you know, you respect your elders. You might not like your principal. You might disagree with your principal, but when you see your principal, you know, you treat him like you would any other adult with respect. And instead, there's naked statues of Trump and people making fun of Obama and people making fun of Biden. And it just, you know, so, all right, people have lost respect for their politicians. That's probably on them. If politicians didn't gain our trust, if politicians wielded their political actions to their party's favor, didn't really think about us, no wonder we lost their respect. Same thing with politicians that closed down our businesses. If they didn't respect us, how do we respect them? So what about teachers? Man, teachers used to smack us on the wrist with a ruler. I had to wear a dunce cap, I remember, the third grade. Mr. Eby, my art teacher, put me in a dunce cap. Me? All right. Honors, National Honor Society, 1450 SAT, AP classes, graduated cum laude. Apparently, I had to wear a dunce cap because I'm not very artistic. Honestly, I don't know how I passed art. But teachers, still, I was scared of my teachers. I respected my teachers. Kids don't respect their teachers. They don't go to school. They don't. It's even worse now with virtual learning. And now that many students see that the teachers don't want to come back, there's going to be a loss of respect. Law enforcement. When I saw a police officer, man, if they told me to freeze, if they told me, I was like, yes, sir. I mean, I just was afraid to move because I didn't want to get shot. I was like, whatever you say, I'll do. Firefighters. I'm not going to argue with them. But things have changed. And I don't know when exactly it happened, but there's this growing trend to, you know, the rules don't apply to me. We don't like the rules. And maybe this is good. Maybe it's bad. But when you start to lose respect for somebody or an entity, and maybe they deserved it. I mean, you know, maybe you know, maybe, like I said, our politicians or our teachers or law enforcement, you know, maybe they did something to lose people's respect. Doctors especially. I have seen a lack of respect for doctors like I've never seen. And maybe we did it to ourselves. Maybe when during COVID we're like, sorry, we're not going to see you. I still hear from patients. Say, my doctor won't even see patients. Or if they do see patients, it's limited. Well, then how are they going to respect their doctor if they don't even get to see them? A lot of doctors left the business. They're like, we're out of here. Rather than a doctor spending time with you and letting you gain trust, they worked for a company that made them go, you got to move. So, you know, maybe we did it to ourselves. We didn't want to. But the medical profession is way different. You know, if you were a doctor, and trust me, I still, you know, pee like anybody else does. I still poop like anybody else does. I mean, I don't want to be treated differently, but I sure think I earned some respect. And when I hear, and people will just bag on doctors, whether it's me personally or anybody in the medical profession, because of what happened with COVID, I think we're losing people faster than we should. And I think this lack of respect can be so unhealthy, not only unhealthy for your health, but unhealthy for society, unhealthy for politics, unhealthy for law enforcement, unhealthy for education, unhealthy for business. If nobody respects you, if nobody respects your industry, if nobody respects your role, then, you know, how does anything get done? And we're starting to fall into this chaotic anarchy type of situation. And I don't know if any historians are, you know, kind of watching the pattern. But if you take a step back and you be Monday morning quarterback and you start to see how things are going, you know how, like with World War II, you're like, well, how did World War II happen? And then you go back and you say, well, this happened in 1938, that happened in 1934, then when 1939 came, and then, you know, and then you go back and go see all these little steps blew into a war. I think we're heading for another world war. I think we're heading for a revolution in this country. I think we're heading for states wanting to secede or somebody wanting to elect a dictator. I really do see that because we have the recipe for such disaster because nobody believes anything anymore. Nobody respects anybody anymore. You know, and I'm not saying people have to love their doctor or people have to love their teacher. But if a teacher says something and they earned it, right? And if a doctor, you know, earned their medical degree, right? You know, then don't you think they should be listened to? But once doctors or teachers lose that trust or law enforcement, you lose people. So I'm not very optimistic, unfortunately, about the future. We got to get our respect back. And sometimes that's on us. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. them immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. It's, again, taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. Mariah wants to know, why is Nevada so low in their vaccine distribution? And let's talk about all the states. It's very interesting when you look at all the states and who seems to be doing better than others. One of you had also asked, how do they decide how many shots per each state? Well, it is supposed to be population based, but I agree with you, the numbers don't seem to always match. So I'm looking right now at the New York Times list of vaccine, how do they say the vaccine rollout, how is the vaccine rollout going in your state? That's how they entitle this. And President Biden had promised to deliver 100 million vaccines by his 100th day in office. I do believe they're going to get there. They're apparently administering 1.5 million shots a day. We've already had 49.9 or 50 million doses distributed, 32 million shots given. So how is everybody doing? So America Samoa is first on this list, not in terms of first, in terms of, actually it is. At least one people got a shot, at least, so of the percentage of people receiving one shot, America Samoa is at close to 20%. So they have already vaccinated, at least with one shot, close to 20% of the population. In terms of giving people their second shot, they're only at the 2% range, so they're a little low. Now, the doses they received was 18,400, so they've given out about 10,000 to 11,000 shots. So a smaller area probably has a little easier time. Palau, 17.4% have already received one shot. Alaska, 13.2% have already received one shot. Now, Alaska received about 193,000 doses. 122,000 have been given. Now, Alaska isn't very highly populous. Most of their populations are in a few cities. They do, though, have a lot of rural towns. And so those are going to be a little bit more difficult. So I'm surprised that they're actually as high up on the list in terms of the number of people that have received one shot. But they're on it. And also, probably because, well, now they're in the winter season, so that is interesting. I have to look at that. Northern Mariana Islands came in next at 12.8%, Guam 11%, and now we're in the lower 50. And West Virginia has vaccinated about 10.8% of the population with one dose. I don't want to say completely vaccinated. They're only at the 3.8% for that. But West Virginia received 305,000 doses. New Mexico received 317,000 doses, and they're at about 10%. Connecticut, however, received more doses, 578,000 doses. They're also at about 10% of the population. North Dakota, 9.4% have received at least one. They only received 108,000. Oklahoma, however, received close to 600,000 shots. 9.1% of the population already done. Washington, D.C. is at 9% with 148,000 doses. South Dakota, 8.7%. Delaware, Vermont, Virginia, Wyoming, Arkansas, Maine, Oregon, Louisiana, Michigan, rounding out those who have the 8%. Now, Michigan received 1.3 million doses. Virginia received 1.2 million doses. I'm going to need to research how the, I wish I could answer that question on why some places received more. True, Michigan has Detroit, a lot of highly populous cities, but, you know, South Dakota has some populous cities too. So, when you look further, Colorado only received 813,000 doses, but Florida, 3.3 million. Florida probably has received more doses of the vaccine than anyone else. Now, mind you, they do have a much higher senior population, and it could be that they requested more, but that's a huge disparity. Florida having 3.4 million shots. They've already given out 2 million of them. And, I mean, it's a red state, so something might be going right over there. North Carolina, 1.4 million shots. Kentucky, 650,000 shots they received. These are all in the 7-point-something percent range. New York received 2.9 million shots. New York received less than Florida. And New York is more populous than Florida. Hawaii received about 227,000. New Jersey, 1.2 million shots. Washington State, 1 million shots. Utah, 400,000. Minnesota, 837,000. Montana, 141,000. Georgia got 1.5 million shots. They're all at about 7-point-something percent in terms of their vaccination rate. Wisconsin, 795,000 shots. Indiana, 931,000 shots, almost a million. South Carolina, 560,000 shots. New Hampshire, 217,000. Maryland received about 884,000. But California, actually California wins, 5.6 million shots. California. They've administered $3.4 billion, so they're at 7.2%. They're only ranking, I think, less than half. Arizona received 1 million shots, Mississippi 4 to 25,000 shots, Ohio 1.5 million, Massachusetts 1 million, Pennsylvania 2 million, Nebraska 288,000, Nevada. Nevada only received 368,000 shots. They've given out 248,000. They're at about 7%, 6.9. Texas, 3.6 million shots. Tennessee, 998 million shots. Rhode Island, 173,000 shots. Illinois, 1.7 million. The Marshall Islands, 13,000 shots. Kansas, 413,000. Alabama, 659,000. Iowa, 417,000 shots. Distributed Puerto Rico, 530,000 shots. Missouri, 835,000 shots. Idaho, 221,000. And so Idaho, at their with their 221,000 shots, they're at a 5.6%. Now, one of you had asked if we are seeing distributions based on political affiliations, red state, blue state. I don't know if I can really say I see a trend. I mean, Rhode Island, they received 173,000 shots, but then again, they're not the most populous. California received a lot, but so did Texas. Texas received about 3.6 million. So I'm not seeing that, and I would like to get a little more clarification on how states are receiving their, how, you know, why some states are able to get millions and others are just, you know, still kind of floating around the 100,000. And so when people complain about my neck of the woods in Nevada, why Nevada's vaccination rate is lower, sometimes it does have to do with the numbers. If you only have a limited supply of vaccine, you are going to hesitate to take thousands upon thousands of people on your wait list. You know, the timing of this and the choreography has probably been the biggest pain in the butt, which is why if you do see a worker who works at the health district, give them a hug. If you do see a healthcare professional, give them a hug, because it's not that easy. Nevada has a bunch of small towns. We have maybe two or three major towns in cities in our state, but we also have just people throughout in very rural areas. It takes forever to drive out there. So to receive the vaccine in a major hub and then to send it to some of these smaller areas, smaller, and then it's you know, yeah, they could fly it out, and they do. There are probably some drive, but it's just a very long process. So if you do get to work with a smaller state like Connecticut or Rhode Island, yeah, I could see it easier. If you do have groups of individuals and many more hospitals and many more medical centers, you do have more means to vaccinate. But in Nevada, we're pretty rural, with the exception of Las Vegas, Reno, Carson City, maybe Elko. We're not a very highly populous state, with the exception of those cities. So we probably receive what we receive. I don't know if it's on the governor. I don't know if it's the public officials. I don't know if it's the Biden administration, but we receive whatever we receive. We distribute it, and then we are just at the mercy of waiting for more shots. I've heard that some people are traveling. I don't think you could travel out of state. I think you still have to show your, I think you have to be within the state. But I hear that people are traveling to other cities where they could receive the vaccine. I heard in California, some people from LA are driving to Palm Springs to be able to get their vaccine. So some cities might have additional, not have the population, yet they receive the supply. So it is. It's a little bit of a mess, but that's kind of the breakdown of the states and who received what shots. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Democrat from New York, comes under immense scrutiny for his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. On Monday, a report details Cuomo's contentious relationship with the New York State Health Department. The Times report claimed 9 top health officials resigned over the last year. The former officials allege Cuomo sidestepped their proposals for dishing out COVID-19 vaccines to residents. They added Cuomo deleted decades worth of planning. 100-ish House Democrats are asking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to include amnesty for some illegal immigrants in the COVID relief package. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus is heading up the group of House Democrats who sent a letter to Pelosi over the weekend seeking amnesty for at least 5 million illegal immigrants deemed essential workers and added to the stimulus bill. 6 people were arrested Monday for trespassing after altering California's iconic Hollywood sign, changing the last 4 letters to B-O-O-B. USA Radio News. President Trump is expected to give comments to the court Tuesday on the impeachment trial set to begin next week. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
A week away from his second impeachment trial, former President Donald Trump announced he was bringing in a new legal team. Former Assistant U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy tells Fox News that in a legal proceeding, that would be cause for a delay in a trial. But since impeachment is a political matter, the president's new team will have to quickly prepare their defense.
They can make arguments for all kinds of things. The fact is, we have to keep remembering that this is a political proceeding, not a legal one. So the normal due process rules wouldn't necessarily obtain. I think what you're seeing is the president has replaced a team that appears to have been, you know, more along the lines of a traditional legal team that wanted to put their head down and proceed with the case. He wants a little bit more of a public defense because it's a political proceeding.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know what's interesting? You would think all this time people would be anxious about COVID or anxious about flu or getting a cold. And, you know, the most discussed topics, you know, that are anxiety producing is unemployment, their job, whether states are going to reopen, cities are going to reopen, and the biggest thing now discussed is, are we going to go back to work? Remember I told you that there are multiple people out there, and don't fault them, understandably so, who are not very excited about the curve flattening because they've liked working at home. They've benefited. And there are some people that are betting against us in terms of trying to flatten the curve, get COVID cases down. And, you know, this is, I'm not accusing anybody. I'm not judging anybody. But if there is a person who has worked in a toxic work environment and who always fears losing their job and always fears the mental health assaults they get from these toxic coworkers, and they've been able to work from home, I can understand how they don't want to go back to work. There's a lot of people out there that don't want to go back to work. Their work might require them to stand on their feet all day. They've been on unemployment. They haven't had to stand on their feet all day. Their work might restrict breaks to only two per day, and they might have to go to the bathroom more, and they've been able to have a bathroom nearby. They might have adopted a new pet 8-9 months ago, and they don't want to be away from the pet. They might have had a baby, and they don't want to be away from the baby. You know, when you've worked from home, or if you've been on unemployment and you've been around the house, a lot of times you could sleep in a little bit. You could take a nap. You could go to the refrigerator when you want to. You can call your friend when you want to. You could go on social media. But when you work at a place where there's always a boss, there's always a manager, that's pretty difficult to go back to. So a topic that some people are buzzing about, and they're afraid to because they don't want, you know, their boss finding out, but there's many people out there that are like, how the heck do I go back to full-time at my job when I like working from home or I like being unemployed? I think it's an honest conversation. So I wrote a little piece. I don't know how much it's going to help, because it does stink to work for somebody, have a boss who's horrible, you know, makes horrible decisions, have coworkers that try to always mess with you. That's not easy. Have a commute that's, I don't know, 40, 50 minutes in California, 2 hours. If you haven't had to do that, are you really going to be excited about going back to work? So remember, America's goal is to get people back to work. I know that the Biden administration is going to, you know, have extra benefits on the unemployment checks, but that's supposed to expire by September. I really think it should be temporary. I think there should be a temporary halt by the summer, because if companies can start reopening, they're going to want employees to come back, and employees are going to make more money on unemployment until September. We may not reopen in the summer. So I think there should be like a little, there should be like a mini bill where if COVID is still bad and we can't reopen, you could extend the unemployment benefits. Just a one-line bill from June to September. But right now, till September, there's going to be additional unemployment benefits. So, I mean, if I hated my job, I'd want to still be on unemployment. Luckily, I love my job. Luckily, I feel safe because I don't have to be around too many patients. Because I'm doing telemedicine and the patients I see are rare in person when I do disability exams for the state. So, I mean, for me, I've been working this whole time. I love to work. I can't break that habit. But for many of you out there, you are dreading going back. And to go back home, or go back to work, how do you do it? Well, you have some options, okay? First, what I recommend is, you know, research and maybe come up with a proposition for your boss. So if you do have the type of job where you can still work virtually, maybe you don't go back full time. Maybe you go back part time, or you do hybrid. And for some employers, you might actually be saving them money. Because if they still have to do the social distancing, if they still require the masks, if it costs them more money having larger real estate, and you're able to convince them that you could still do your job at home, I mean, you might be able to prove to them that that could benefit them. However, keep in mind, out of sight, out of mind. those who are back to work, working hard, kissing up, they're the ones getting the promotions or keeping the job when things unfortunately have to hit the fan. So one is try to, you know, if you really don't want to go back to work, try to convince them of how you could still do virtual or hybrid. Next, you know, start getting back on a schedule. If you've been sleeping in, if you've been taking naps, and maybe finishing your work at night. I love that type of schedule. Just give me a project and I'll get it done. I'll work on my weekends. I might work at night. But just don't have me chained to a desk for 8 hours. Tell me the job you need. I'm going to get it done. So I like that kind of job. And maybe you can ask your employer if some of your work can be, unfortunately, you know, more goal-driven rather than, you know, pushing the clock, so to speak. Now, if you're in retail, you know, and you are, or you're in food service, I mean, you're on your feet. That's, you know, there's no way to do that virtually if you have to be on site. So start working on your schedule now. If you know that you are going to have to, say, by March or April or whenever you're allowed to get come back, you're going to be probably working, you know, maybe a 5 to 2, then start getting on that schedule. Start waking up at that time. You know, if you do have work or projects, start doing that, because once you kind of get a little lazy and go, oh, I'm going to watch TV or I'm going to take a nap or I'm going to walk the dog or, you know, organize all that after your virtual work day. Try to make a mock work day. For those of you that are going to have to come back to an office setting, try to set up a mock work day where you start getting out of your house. You could go to a place that's isolated, maybe a library, maybe a coffee shop. You could Zoom with your other coworkers to make it kind of fun. But if you're going to be going back to the work for 8-9 hours, and you're not ready to do that because you've been off work for a year, close to a year, then start doing mock work days where you're used to getting out of the house. Start getting out of the house. Start getting in that habit, because you're not going to be able to come home and take a nap. You're not going to have the bathroom nearby. You're not going to have the refrigerator nearby. Start getting into that habit. If you've been working out in the middle of the day, the work day, start moving your workouts early morning and late night. Most gyms are taking reservations anyway, so you might as well start securing those spots now, because you're not going to be able to do middle-of-the-day workouts. And if you still want your workout in, start securing that 5 a.m. spot or that 8 p.m. spot if you can. You know, it's not easy. And nap takers, you know, I love taking naps. I have to admit, I've taken more naps throughout this lockdown or throughout, you know, this whole COVID crisis, because, you know, I get up early, I work out, I see patients, then I do my show. After a 3-hour show, it's tiring. Maybe come home, eat a little something, maybe take a nap, you know, because again, I'm not, you know, in the public as much. You know, I'm not working with students. I'm not seeing patients in the clinic. So you're home and you have the pets. And you have a nice comfy bed with some down comforters. Yeah, it's nice to take a nap. Quit your naps now. This is the time to do it. We're in February. This is the time to start prepping, because you're not going to get your nap. And it's really hard to break a nap habit. So don't take the nap. Some people say the nap is healthy. Some people say it puts you at risk for diabetes. I say get your 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Because if you're not going to be able to nap, you're going to have to get your sleep at night. And if you've been going to bed at midnight 1 because you're binging on Netflix and then waking up, you know, whenever, start getting that schedule now. But hang in there. I get that it's anxiety producing, but we're all going to have to go back to work eventually, because the money's going to run out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, no more.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember about 9,000 doses of Moderna COVID-19 vaccine were thought to be spoiled because when they were being delivered to Michigan, the temperature dropped, I believe, to 84, to negative 84 degrees. It actually dropped colder than it was supposed to be. So we were told that the 9,000 doses were not going to be thrown out. They were going to be inspected and evaluated if they could still be used to vaccinate Michiganers, Michiganders, Michiganders. Well, people of Michigan. And the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services said it has been notified by the CDC that the doses do remain viable and can be used. They say monitoring devices used to check the vaccine temperature while in transport showed that 8,900 doses shipped to McKesson in mid-January went outside of the recommended range and they got too cold. Originally, it was believed that 11,900 doses of the Moderna vaccine were compromised, but on Monday, state officials said it was only 8,900. State Health Department spokesperson Lynn Sutphin said Monday there were six shipments McKesson had not yet shipped when it received notifications of the temperature deviations. State health officials said the six shipments were held back to check that there were no issues with the vaccine. So they say the 11,900 included those doses that never left and had the temperature drop. It's not that they warmed up and thawed, the temperature dropped. So only 8,900 doses were in question. So the vaccine was shipped to vaccine providers in multiple cities, and McKesson also provided replacement doses. The McKesson spokesman David Matthews told the Free Press that the shipments of the vaccine arrived at administration sites colder than the low end of the manufacturer's recommended temperature range. One of you had asked me, did that make a difference if it was super cold? And my only answer to that is, well, if they tested the vaccine and they tested the vaccine at various temperatures and found it to denature outside the temperature range, then yes, it does matter. But if the company never tested it being too cold, then we don't know. So Moderna agreed that the vaccine doses in the shipment can be safely used as long as the doses are confirmed to have been stored in quarantine at minus 20 degrees Celsius. Doses are confirmed to be stored in quarantine at 2 to 8 degrees Celsius, and they were placed in refrigerator storage within 30 days. And they are happy that they get to use that vaccine. Now, I know some of you are probably scratching your heads going, wait a second here. I smell something fishy. I don't know. I don't know how much something fishy is. Because I tell you, I don't trust anything 100%. I just don't. I think I've been around the block long enough to know that we're always, you know, fed whatever the media wants to feed us, whatever the government wants to feed us. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people receive medicine in the mail, and I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and when I ask them how long was the medicine in the mailbox, they said, well, I went away for the weekend, so maybe no more than 2-3 days. If the medicine was in your mailbox, then it fried. I mean, we've been taking medications not stored properly for years. You know, the military did a study looking at medication, and they found that medication could last up to 30 years, but that's if stored in ideal conditions, not dry, not moist, not too cold, not too hot. So based on humidity and temperature, you know, a lot of these medications are supposed to do well in room temperature or refrigeration or freezing temperature. Remember, we created this mRNA vaccine fairly quickly. We tested it fairly quickly. I believe the data they gave us, but I mean, is it 100% objective data? No, it's data from the company. The FDA didn't really get a lot of time to review everything. And here's the thing. Let's say the FDA thinks they made a mistake. Let's say they think that the data they might have been given wasn't 100% as it seemed. Are they really going to make a big deal about it? Are they really going to say, look, guys, I think we might have rushed our emergency authorization? I don't really see that happening. Which is why I'm not going to be surprised if we hear that every now and then there's a vaccine side effect. I'm not going to be surprised if we hear that a variant eludes the vaccine and people can still become infected with the variant. I'm not going to be surprised if somebody shows up positive for COVID after having the vaccine. Remember, the vaccine is just supposed to stave off severe illness. It's not supposed to make COVID go away completely around a person and shield them. So I have to look at the benefits versus the risks. And that is what I believe the government is doing. I don't think the government is going to try to turn us all into droids. I don't think the government is injecting us with some sort of a tracking device. I mean, we already have our cell phones. We're already being tracked. There's cameras everywhere. We're tracked. I don't think they have to inject us to track us. They can read our computers and our emails at any time they want. But what I do believe is if there was an oopsie, we're probably not going to hear about it. So these 9,000 doses of Moderna, would I trust them? Do I believe they'll inject them just because they don't want to lose the money? Well, if they could convince me that throughout the testing, they only took, you know, a couple samples, some of the vials that were in the center, maybe on the periphery, the fringe. They examined them. They found that the mRNA is still intact, that the colder temperatures didn't bother it, and the mRNA is intact. Absolutely. And the reason why I would trust the vaccine still is because Michigan has a lot more to lose. Moderna has a lot more to use if the vaccine fails. I don't believe it becoming too cold might have caused a side effect. I just believe that temperature changes could have weakened the mRNA. But if we find out, because now it's so highly publicized, that people who received those vaccines, those batches during this, let's say, time frame of early February, we find out that they still became sick with COVID, that hits the news. I mean, assuming a good journalist covers it. So I don't think Moderna would want to take the chance. I don't think Michigan Department of Health would want to take the chance. I don't think the CDC would want to take the chance. So I know there's a lot of concern about secondary gain. Are states going to just want to say they vaccinated people so they could say they vaccinated people? What really helps the state is having a lower death rate. What really helps the state is not having their hospitals overwhelmed. So I am hoping that somebody is using good sense and will not do anything unethical, because our main goal is to keep people alive. If you have people that are not dying, your state does better. They could actually vote for you. Well, I don't know if they're going to vote for Newsom. Newsom's recall is gaining some traction. So I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm going to be honest. If I don't trust something, I'll tell you if I don't trust it. Now, I received the Pfizer vaccine, so I can't receive this. But if somebody said, look, Dr. Dahlia, we have these doses nobody else wants, will you take it? I might. I don't feel scared by what happened with Michigan. But yeah, it does make you wonder, are people worried about the money? Are they worried about not having the shots? Should they just have thrown them out? I think that might be a bigger PR mess, because if 9,000 people could be saved, well, 9,000 divided by 2, 4,500 people could be saved. I'd rather save lives than the money. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.